My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
You tell me what you hear. Mooney Ward was asked, how much do you miss Ayuk?
I think the season hasn't started. Yeah, so we don't know how much we miss him yet. I think the offense is still clicking on all cylinders. You said give you my perspective on what's going on. I don't know, to be honest. I don't want to say nothing crazy, but they'll figure it out eventually, for sure. They'll figure it out.
All right, what'd you hear?
What I hear from a player's standpoint is they're scared to say something that's going to piss off the organization or say what they're talking to Brandon Ayuk about. So they're all trying to walk this fine line right now without making anybody mad.
Sure.
And they're not missing him because what's there to miss? They haven't played a game that counts.
Okay. Well,
until he misses a game that counts, which is going to affect whether I get a ring or not, then I'll be concerned.
But I'd argue that the history would suggest that what you're doing now will negatively affect week one. It did with Nick Bosa. It affected negatively weeks 1 through 4.
Maybe more than that.
And potentially the whole year. You brought up the Blake Snell argument earlier. It's a great one. My God, you blew up the first half of the season.
There's a reason why there's been camp in every sport for hundreds of years. There is.
Right.
It's not just for eyewash. It's not for the fans to get excited about the season. You actually have to get your body in game shape.
Okay. If there hasn't been a game, then what's to miss? Check this out. Listen to Kittle. We got a 1-2 punch for you here. Kittle was asked, first of all, same question. You missing Ayuk?
I mean, I love Ayuk. I've played with him for 4 years. I love his mindset every single day. You guys asked Mooney, like, you know, do you guys miss him? And I think Mooney answered it perfect. It's like, you know, we haven't played a game without him yet. So as an offense, we don't know how much, like, his pieces are, like, you interchange pieces all the time. And, like, you know, we've had Trent Williams hurt in a game and we've still won. So it's like, yeah, you miss him, but you can make do with it. So we don't know. Right at the end of the day, but I do know that Ayuk is a fantastic football player, and the energy that he brings every single day just elevates us. So just being able to have a conversation with him, because, you know, I don't see him all the time, I'm in camp mode, and just being able to have a conversation with him is fantastic. Just you know how he's doing and if everything's going away the way that he wants it to go. And it was actually fun. We went to dinner on one of our off nights, and we're pulling out of valet, and he parks into valet. And so just seeing him, I was like, hey, I haven't seen you in a couple of days, man. How are you doing? So just the chance to see him is always fantastic. Love a smile on his face.
Okay, so Mooney Ward answered it perfectly, right? Well, then George would say the exact same thing about Trent Williams, right?
Trent Williams is Trent Williams. You know, he's like the greatest football player to ever play the game. It's like him and Aaron Donald. I mean, that I've played against. And, you know, for all the people who are going to, you know, list off, like, you know, 90s and 80s players, I'm sorry. But, like, the best I've ever played with. And so, yes, he's also, like, a massive human being. He's a silverback. Like, he just has a presence to him. And so, yeah, not having him in the locker room at all and stuff like that, it's weird. But we all love Trent, and he's doing what he thinks is best for him. So it's okay. And I think Jalen Moore's done a good job of playing left tackle for us. And also, like, I appreciate getting extra reps, because the one thing about Trent Williams is I don't need to practice with Trent that often, because he's so good that it's more of me like, hey, George, get get out of the way so I can block this guy by myself. And I'm like, hey, man, you make my job easier. So getting the extra reps with Jalen, I think, is really beneficial because he's gotten a lot of snaps for us in the last couple of years. And so if I can get really good at working with him, Trent will just fit in seamlessly. Not worried about it.
Okay. Did you hear anything different in those two answers?
Not really.
You don't?
No, what did you got? You're over there just like dissecting.
Well, I mean, he, like, Trent not being here is such a presence in the locker room, it feels weird. Do you miss Brandon? We don't know. Do you miss Trent? We do. That's what I heard.
Well, one's a more important position. The Niners could win a Super Bowl without Brandon Ayuk. The Niners can't win a Super Bowl without Trent Williams.
I agree.
They'll be just fine. That's why I'm not worried about it. Do I love the guy? Do I love watching him play? Have I loved his progression? Do I love the way he blocks downfield? Do I love the added dimension he adds to all those weapons on offense? Of course. Who wouldn't? But it's not like, oh, if Trent Williams isn't there, Brock Purdy's not going to make it through the season.
Well, they don't know that.
I mean,
but yeah, the run game will be very different.
Yeah.
You know what's funny? Everybody's having their fantasy drafts right now.
I know.
They're about to get started. I have one on Saturday. It's a little early, but that's what this league does. And Lucas just sent out the 95.7 The Game text earlier today. It's kind of like getting your first Christmas present of the year. And the draft is 2 weeks from tonight. So everybody's prep is started. You're all nose deep in rotoworld.com. And everyone's having your fantasy draft. You know what? Largely, Christian McCaffrey is going off the board as the number one pick in most drafts.
Of course.
Would you still, if Trent Williams doesn't play?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Come on.
Oh, God, no, I wouldn't.
Please.
The 49er run game will crater.
No.
What do you mean, no?
Taking McCaffrey, even if there isn't anybody on the offensive line.
70% of their runs go behind him.
If it's just a center snapping to Brock Purdy and no other guards or tackles, I'm still taking Christian McCaffrey.
That's why you don't play. I'm telling you, man, I think that highly of Trent. I would downgrade McCaffrey in your fantasy draft if Trent is not ready to go at the start of the year.
That's extreme.
No, it's not. That's saying you drop him to the third round, I'd take Breece Hall.
I'm taking McCaffrey.
I would take the guy who's going to play the Niners on week one.
Then I'm taking Mooney.
Oh,
then
who?
You're
taking Jake Moody with the number
Jake
two
Moody.
Overall pick?
Taking Jake Moody.
I'd like you in our league.
Yes.
Let's go to Mike in Santa Clara.
I'm one and done, by the way. I won the 1999 Giants Fantasy Football for the San Francisco Giants. My name is engraved on the freaking trophy, and I just dropped the mic, and I haven't played since.
Which bothers me, because I did a whole thing about this 2 weeks ago when Lucas texted me and goes, are you in again this year? I'm like, what do you mean am I in again this year? I'm not allowed to not be in. I won last year. You can't win and leave.
Yeah, I did. One and done.
Like, you have to go defend your championship.
I don't like all the work. It's a lot of work. I like to drink a beer and go to the bar and watch the Niners and root for the Niners.
It's a lot of work.
I'm not going to root for a guy to do well against the Niners because I have him on my fantasy team.
No, you sit your guys when they play the Niners.
No.
That's what I do.
Do you?
Unless I have no other choice.
Come on, dude.
I sit him.
I just don't like the whole the fantasy mentality. I know I'm in the extreme minority.
I used to be like you.
I don't like the whole you talk crap on the thing.
That's not what we do.
The reason.
I don't just walk around going, ooh.
It's dumb. I don't like it. I don't like that. The only reason I won with the Giants is because JT Snow's dad was an announcer for the Rams, and he was telling me about this guy named Kurt Warner that was bagging groceries the year before. And that he's doing pretty well. And then JT told me about the receivers. So I took both the receivers, Isaac Bruce and Torrey Holt.
Oh, God.
And then I had Marshall Faulk.
What? You had the whole team?
The Rams.
You probably never lost.
I even had the Rams defense.
Did you ever lose?
No, I was beating people by tons of points. I don't even remember how we did it because we had some bootleg website in 1999. It isn't what you guys do now. But I just slaughtered everybody every week.
Alex Smith's last year with the Chiefs. I think that fifth round or something, I grabbed a rookie no one had heard of named Kareem Hunt. And one of my other top four picks was Tyreek Hill. And I messed up my quarterback pick because I think it was Andrew Luck late, and then he retired. Remember that whole thing?
Yeah.
And so a couple weeks into the season, I'm like, I'll just pick up Alex Smith off the waiver wire. And I just played the Chiefs. I just played. Here's my team.
Yeah.
I have the Chiefs. I lost one game all year. And guess what week it was?
Yeah, the Niners.
The Chiefs bye week.
Yeah.
It's the only time I lost.
I got a question for you.
We brought Mike up in Santa Clara.
Hang on, Mike. We'll get to you in a second. This is our show.
It is.
Do I have to punch a hole in my Niners fan card if that year when it was the greatest show on turf? And that JT's dad, we got this, get the bloops ready.
Did you become a Rams fan for a year?
For a year.
Oh, yeah, that's ugly.
I met all the guys and Dick Vermeil.
Oh, that's even
we
more
had
annoying.
Dinner with Dick Vermeil.
Yeah,
and then we were on the sidelines for Niners Rams at Candlestick.
Like,
and I told Isaac Bruce, I said, Ike, I got you on my fantasy team. I need a big one out of you today. In the clubhouse, he caught like 12 for 180 and two touchdowns. The second the gun sounded, he ran over to me on the sidelines. He picked me up and lifted me in the air. He said, how's that for you? How's your fantasy league going to do today? So I had an NFL wide receiver a great game against the Niners and come right over to me, like beeline to me on the sidelines and lifted me up in the air and said, how was that? In his uniform. And I was like, oh, I'm just like a fanboy now. Like, I got to root for these guys.
Oh, I don't even know what to do. First of all, I'm mad that I've never heard this story before.
Yeah.
Second of all, that sounds tremendous. But third of all, it sounds awful. You're not, like, you can't just change colors like that.
Yeah, but I didn't know any of the Niners at that point. This was like 1999 or 2000, whenever the Rams won the Super Bowl.
Being a fan is not about knowing the players. And what's happening to you?
They invited me in their locker room when they were all, Kurt Warner was cool. Hey, Marshall Faulk was cool.
Coming from somebody who spent 20 years working in L.A., and I would sit in those locker rooms and press boxes and root with every fiber of my being for them to lose. All of me.
It was one of the coolest moments I've ever had in sports, on the field, off the field, when Isaac Bruce sprinted straight to me. It's the second the game was over and picked me up in the air and twirled me around and said, how's that for your fantasy league?
What'd you say back?
I just like, screaming.
Thanks, Isaac.
Yeah, it was cool.
You're my best friend.
Yeah, it was cool.
All right, Mike in Santa Clara, you talk now. Hi.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
I love it, guys. I freaking love it. Now, I'm actually just about to park for my wife's ultrasound, so... you know, you caught me at a good time now. I just want to say that, for one, okay, first off, if Trent Williams doesn't sign, then Breece Hall is my go-to for the number one RB1. Yeah, I agree. But in general, I really just – I want this to be done. Ayuk wants to be a Niner. He wants to be a Niner. There's a reason why, like, I mean – look how long this has been going for. Like, look, we had offers from the Patriots, from the Browns, from the Steelers. You know, he wants to be a Niner. It's just a matter of coming to a consensus. So if we can meet even like, you know, in between, even if it's like 27 to 27.5, whatever, just get it done and just get Trent Williams done as well. This is the year for us to go. This is the year, guys. This is the freaking year to do it. So let's go, guys. That's all I got to say.
Mike, thank you very much. And while Mike was sitting there talking about getting this done,
his wife got ultrasound.
Mike,
she's okay.
You should probably not be on 95.7 The Game right now. But one other team has brought to a close their somewhat similar – situation.
Uh-oh.
This is just breaking.
Do we get from, the, no, we got to get the shot.
No.
The because, shot noise.
Well,
no?
Now that I've said it's not Niner related, if you feel like hitting the stupid thing of the day, there you go.
95.7 The Game, breaking news.
Yeah.
Dollar shots for the next half hour.
The New England Patriots are trading star pass rusher Matthew Judon to the Atlanta Falcons. Atlanta gets Matthew Judon from the New England Patriots in return, a future third round draft pick.
You like that? You like that?
I don't like that if I'm the Patriots. You've got very few good players and you just gave another one away and you got a third round pick in return.
It's a great deal for Atlanta.
Well, I agree. And the Falcons are suddenly very interesting after their offseason. Suddenly very, very interesting team. So the New England Patriots get worse. They get a draft pick. This obviously moves them completely on. We already knew that, but completely on from the Ayuk situation because Judon was reportedly involved potentially in the trade that would come back to the San Francisco 49ers. So the Patriots situation, Cam Inman just listed all the things around the league. He mentioned this being one of them. Go ahead and check that one off the list. That means, hey, Cowboys, Bengals, and Niners.
You're on the clock.
Your move.
You're on the clock.
Yeah.
I mean, my interest level in all this is maybe one or two.
Why?
I don't have the fantasy mentality. Like, get on the field and play. You know what I said about Blake Snell when we were talking about this spring training? Get your ass to camp and play.
Yeah.
And that was before the Giants signed
him. But this is a big player.
When Boris had the three holdouts, I'm like, all of you, pretend like you love baseball and get your ass to camp and sign. Let's go.
I agree.
That my same mentality here. Be a part of the team.
Why?
Get there.
Quick aside.
And I understand you're going for generational money. Like, I get that.
Why is nobody fired Boris? And one of them did, right? Jordan Montgomery did.
Yeah.
Why have they not all fired Boris? I mean, this is a terrible misplay, right?
Yeah.
None of them got paid.
Yeah. I think there's
long term.
At the risk of sounding old once again, I think there's a big disconnect in all of sports where athletes have a tendency to forget that the agent works for them and not the other way around.
Mm.
I think a lot of guys feel like they work for the agent now, and then, bro, the agent works for you.
Let's go to Mike in San Pablo with Withered and FP. Hey, Mike, what's going on?
Gentlemen, good afternoon. All of this contract talk, I'm having a big problem with, especially from the fans, even more so from the talking heads on the radio. We're talking about people's money. We're talking about people's families. I don't think either of you would take less money to allow 95.7 The Game to get their books in order for the next couple of years so they could re-sign some talent at a better price.
I'm going to argue that one, Mike. When you're done with your call, I'm going to refute your statement, but go ahead.
That's great. This is no different. We're talking about entertainment. The 49ers are no different than a movie that is coming out next week. We watch it for fun.
Yep.
Fanatics take it to a different extreme.
Movies, we have 10 takes for a scene in football. It's live.
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's entertainment. Baseball is entertainment. It's all entertainment unless you are the one who is employed by the team, either in a front office or a player. I don't think FP would have taken less money, so the Giants could have signed a first baseman to a larger contract 2 years later.
Well, Mike, can we jump in? First of all, I would argue that nobody here is asking him to take less money. I just said 20 minutes ago, I have no idea what these offers even are.
You checked it.
Secondly, there are already reports out there that the Niners offer matches the Pittsburgh Steelers. Third of all, Brandon has already taken less money. He was offered a chance to go to the New England Patriots for $32.5 million a year. He said no. So he's already taking less money. And to refute what you just said, you don't think I'd take less money from 95.7 The Game? If somebody offered me a few bucks more to go to Pittsburgh and ruin my career and live in Pittsburgh, yes, I would. Yes, I would. So, I get what you're saying, and it's very difficult to have these conversations and not sound like you're trying to make decisions for other people's families and bank accounts. I'm not. I don't know if you've heard what I've said about this the whole time. I'm not all team Niners here. I'm not all team Brandon. I think both of them have totally miscalculated. I think both of them have played this disingenuously at times. And now we've reached a point where the two of them are fighting in front of an audience that's all left the stadium. Show's over.
I went for a run in Pittsburgh this year, and I got foot cancer from the cigarette butts that I ran over on my run. Yeah.
What?
No, as you said, I won them in Pittsburgh. I'm like, I'm with you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. It's just like cigarette butts everywhere. They love their throat rockets.
There. Well, you know.
They're into the throat rockets.
It's different.
They love them.
It's different.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not the worst. It used to be the worst city in the National League.
I've actually never been there.
It's the most improved city in all of baseball.
Well, and their park is beautiful, right?
PNC is amazing, and downtown's got cool restaurants now and cool bars.
Good for them.
But it used to be, oh my God, what's going to Pittsburgh.
What's the worst National League city now?
They're all great, Mark. It's the big leagues. It's the major
leagues.
Don't
do that.
Just went there.
Don't do that.
The Giants just went there on the last trip.
Not Denver.
Cincinnati.
Oh.
Yeah. That's fine, though. The hotel's nice.
That ballpark's weird.
The ballpark is weird. It's very weird. Ballpark. It's too small.
Not a Skyline Chili guy?
Great American Small Park.
Yeah.
That's what they call it.
Just not trying to have a gut bomb before I go on the air. Just run into the bathroom every half inning.
Cincinnati.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was fine. But, I mean, if you're going to ask my opinion, that's it.
I'll ask your opinion.
That's it.
What's the best road city in the National
League? Chicago.
Yeah.
Easy in the summertime.
Yeah.
Wrigley Field, Wrigleyville. I don't think I've ever played a game or broadcast a game that I wasn't hungover in that part, in that city.
Listen, everybody listening, if you're one of those people that wants to do ballpark trips or whatever,
start there.
The majority of the bigs I have not seen. But I've been there.
Start there.
Three times.
The best.
It is, something happens every time.
Yeah.
I was with a group of friends last year, or was it the year before? The year before last, when Trey Lance was about to play the Bears.
Yeah.
And the Giants were in town the same weekend. We all went out there and made it our fantasy draft. Giants were in town. We went to one game, and we went to the Niners-Bears game. After the Giant-Cub game, which the Giants, they won, about 48 minutes later, I ended up in a speakeasy with somebody I'd never met before. The whole group, like, stuff just happens man. You get loose in Wrigleyville, and things happen. Things are happening out there, man.
It's fun.
It's so fun. All right.
It's a big party with a baseball game going on in the middle.
You got that right. Yeah. Which distracts people sometimes, but not always.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.